been quite busy the last 2 or 3 years, with a couple of years in particular with the dry weather in central west and north and northwest. But they're a long way from being out of the woods, aren't they? We need lots of rain, and the monsoons sort of didn't deliver much this year, so keep our fingers crossed the poor people up there get some more rain.
So have things slowed down at all, would you say?
Yes, they have a bit. Things have slowed down a bit, and that's certainly evidenced by the fact that some of the meatworks haven't opened, and the ones who have opened are restricting their kills a bit. So, yes, it has quietened down a little bit, we've noticed, although it was interesting. We found that our business sort of cranked into gear a bit earlier this year, earlier in January than normal, but there's not an abundance of work out there now.
Are you hoping that the future improves, and what are you sort of looking at to forecast that, Ross?
Well, look, I really don't know. I mean, general rain, that's what we need, general rain so we can breed some sheep and breed some cattle. You know, we're predicting that in our business that this year might be just a quieter year than normal, but who knows? But, I mean, every indication that will be the case with the shortage of numbers.
Do you have to budget around that sort of estimation?
Well, yes, we do, and it's very difficult to do that, but we've developed a strategy here in our business in the last 12 months to just to sit quiet for a while with regards to new equipment, and we've been repairing some of our older trailers in our own workshop, so we've done that with this year in mind, thinking that perhaps it may not be as busy as we've been in the last couple of years.
How long do you expect it to take to get things kicked right back into gear to that point that you are busy again?
Well, if we get a good season, it'll be 12 months, won't it? If we don't get a good season, who knows?
In the meantime, though, Mr. Fraser says there has been some recent restocking work, particularly bringing stock back to parts of Western Queensland.
In the last month or so, yes, it's starting to happen. A lot of people up there obviously have had some rain, some have had good rain, and some of the poor graziers up there haven't had any at all. But what we're seeing is that, yes, some cattle, some going back, some being purchased to go up, some sheep going back that have been down around southern, southeastern Queensland on adjustment, and some people purchasing sheep to go back as well.
How much would you say your work is now about bringing stock back rather than that destocking process that we've seen for so many years?
We're not overly busy taking stock back, but, I mean, the good part about it is that there are some livestock going back, and for the central and northwest, that's great news, and for us as livestock carriers, it's very good news.
What reports are you hearing in terms of what the country is looking like out here and the condition of cattle that are making their way out here, or and sheep for that matter?
Well, the condition of the cattle and sheep going back is reasonably good because they're coming off country that's that has had some rain down here in the south. And in some cases, the sheep are coming from a bit further down in the New England area. So there have been some pretty good seasons down there in the last few months. So, yeah, the condition of livestock going back is reasonably good.
Ross Fraser, do you expect the next couple of years to see the work shift from a destocking sort of offloading of stock to restocking?
Well, let's hope so. You know, and again, that will depend on the weather, won't it?